Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, right here, I'm in New Mexico, in the United States of America, at the Very Large Array, which is a facility of the National Radio Astronomy Observatory in the United States. And I'm here with Summer Ash and David Findlay, and they both work on the sort of outreach and public face of this extraordinary institution. They're going to tell us something about it. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
It's wonderful to be here, I have to say. Now, tell me, this establishment's been here for a long, long, long time for a radio astronomy observatory. Is that right?
It has. The PLA was approved by Congress in 1972, and the construction began in 1974. It was actually opened up to observing in 1978, and the dedication was in 1980.
That's a long time. That's nearly 40 years.
Yeah, it'll be 40 years next October.
So you guys are going to be busy with all sorts of kind of celebrations, I would imagine, for the public. And what kinds of things does this Very Large Array actually do?
So the array looks at the universe in radio light, which is much lower frequency than the light that you and I see with our eyes. And so the universe is a cooler universe, but it detects really exciting things like pulsars, supermassive black hole activity, star-forming regions, etc.
And this very large array of dishes is out there. We're going to go and see it later on in a few hours. It's about an hour away from this facility here where all the engineers and scientists are. And it consists of a whole stack of dishes. What's really special about it?
One of the real beauties of the Very Large Array is that it is so versatile. It was designed as a general-purpose radio telescope and really has been able to improve our knowledge of almost every specialty within astronomy. That includes planetary science, solar science, looking at galaxies, and all the way out to the edge of the observable universe, looking at cosmology. So everything in between.
Now, that's what's kind of freaky. The edge of the observable universe, that's pretty far.
Yes, it's about 13 or so billion light years away.
And these dishes, they're out there in a place, it looks like the Karoo. It's desert. And they're just sort of sitting there, and those antennas, the dishes, are receiving all these radio waves. It's quite freaky that they just sit there and do that thing, and we can thereby see things at the beginning of the universe, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think all telescopes are kind of fantastic like that. They're essentially time machines, so they're looking out, but that's looking back. And the reason this location is so special is because we want some place that's high and dry, less water vapor in the atmosphere to interfere with the light signals. It's nice and big and flat, because the special thing about the VLA too is that we can change the configuration and spread it out or bring it close together. And it has a natural mountain range around it to block what little radio waves are coming from people's personal electronics and things like that in the towns nearby.
So, you know, we've got the Meerkat and soon the Square Kilometer Array in the Northern Cape. And our technology and that whole business of radio astronomy, you know, we are building on your shoulders. You're the giants that we are now exploiting, if you like, you know, because without the VLA, radio astronomy wouldn't be the same as it is today. Would you agree?
Oh, that's absolutely true. The VLA has been a primary contributor to our new understanding of the universe. And what we're doing here is very complementary to what is going on in South Africa. And we are, in fact, working on the next generation Very Large Array, which we hope to be building in a few years, which will work together with the Square Kilometer Array, part of which is there in South Africa.
And so, of course, that's one of the reasons that I'm here, is that we have these links between South Africa and other radio astronomy facilities. And this is a prime radio astronomy place here in New Mexico. And I have to say, it's a great pleasure to be here. It looks kind of familiar. It does look like the Karoo out there. And I look forward to even more collaborations in the future between our observatories. So thank you very much, Summer Ash, for talking to us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us again.
And thanks to David Findlay.
Thank you very much.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.